Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an Asian, see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it's on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Okay, I'm fiddling around with this board here. To start the new year out, it's January 2nd, day two of 2023. So you have to start of a new year, that's always good. And today I jump off title is Soil, Not Oil. If you're on our scrolling marquee, there's a copy of it. It's a book. But overall, you know, the idea of it, which is in the title. Take a look at the opportunities that you have by investing in soil, dirt, as opposed to oil. Now, I said I just ran across about an hour ago, so I said, well, let's just put it out there as a jump-off title. 2022 wasn't a bad year, but I think this, matter of fact, I know this year will be a better year. And we got a teeny bit of momentum going. You know, I think to get the momentum, like, to get the momentum, to go have a real strong momentum going into a future year is whatever you do this month, or I would say this month. Start playing for 2024 now. So we got stuff going now, and we want to include next year as well. Now let's see. I'm looking for something here. Before we go to the phone lines, let's see. see. Why can't I find what I'm looking for right? Okay, I'm looking, you know what, wait a minute, let me see. Right, let's play this clip from you guys. I'm looking for something from you guys that was requested like a week or two ago. Hold on.
People who live in towns and cities in Uganda and many other African countries have some access to grid electricity to light their homes and power their businesses. But many rural people aren't connected at all. But simply waiting for the grid to arrive isn't good enough for entrepreneurs like Moses Akera. He recognizes there's a good business to be made harnessing the power of the sun.
I really prefer solar to be used in the community like this because it remains the property of the client. You don't pay bills and you don't buy fuel like somebody using generator.
So solar energy is the best option for many rural Ugandans. But being new to the industry, many solar retailers like Moses were struggling to make their businesses a success.
We don't have capacity to advertise ourselves, our products. We don't have capacity to have quality technical training.
So the Rural Energy Foundation, a not-for-profit organization, introduced the Solar Now program in 2007. Its aim, to spread the benefits of electricity throughout rural Africa by providing training and support to existing solar retailers like Moses. And they encourage other retailers and entrepreneurs to start selling solar equipment from scratch.
Most of these retailers need to be supported in terms of training so that they can be able to run their businesses better. They also need support in terms of market awareness because so many people out here in the field do not know about solar, so we need to come and enlighten them.
As well as training, the Rural Energy Foundation loans retailers portable demonstration kits, which they use to drum up business in local markets.
What we're trying to do is these people are off-grid and they do not have access to electricity. So we're trying to show them how solar can improve their lives. For instance, we try to show them how they can make money from solar. For instance, here with us we have a shaver, so they can use this to have barbershops. We also show them how they can use it to use light at their homes. See, when you have this light in your house, the children can study at night. They can use it in their shops to work longer hours, and they can use it at home.
If retailers want to use the Solar Now brand, they have to commit to providing high-quality installations and good after-sales service. The Rural Energy Foundation helps them achieve this by training solar technicians.
We're trying to get the entrepreneurs to sign service contracts, so when they sell the product, it also comes with after-sales service. Let's say they have to check to make a phone call to the customer after a certain period to check if the system is working, and then till after some time through the service contract, they also have to go and actually do the inspection of the system.
The Rural Energy Foundation has trained over 200 retailers in 9 African countries. So far, they've sold 57,000 solar home systems and 36,000 solar lanterns. They've helped at least 400,000 people, saved nearly 5 million litres of kerosene and 12,000 tonnes of CO2 each year. Basil Okelo is impressed and has decided to buy the equipment from Moses to set up his own solar barbershop and phone charging business. He's taking advantage of a credit scheme which helps entrepreneurs buy equipment from Solar Now retailers to get their businesses going.
Solar Now is giving me a loan. I'm going to make a down payment of 25% now. Later, in 3 months' time, I'll make another 25%, making a total of 50%. Then the remaining I'll complete within a period of a year.
With his system now installed, Basil is optimistic about the future.
Because this is a new investment I'm going into. I have never been into this business before, but as I see, I have the expectation that I'll make money.
Moses is growing his solar retail business too. He already had a shop in town. With support from the Rural Energy Foundation, he's now set up a small village branch to cater specifically for his rural customers.
Rural Energy Foundation is very important to us. If they help us training technicians, we shall be in position to expand all over.
We hope that others will also adopt the private sector development approach. We don't want to be unique. We want to spread the word that this is a really efficient approach to get the technology diffused deeply into the rural markets.
The Rural Energy Foundation plans to expand into other African countries and broaden its range of sustainable technologies. Solar panels are now becoming a common sight here on homes, and shops buy them as well to run radios and offer phone charging, increasing their income and enabling people to communicate. And to everyone's delight, the local bar has installed a fridge powered by the sun. The owner is pleased with his investment.
Yeah, we're happy. Of course, it's cold. The beer tastes better. And so I get more customers.
Okay, we finally, I had to load that thing up three times, but we finally got that request. We got another one that we have to, we got to find the right programs for this. The usual one I had for years, it wasn't functioning anymore, but and we had one version by Disturbed, but we got to get the Phil Collins of Genesis one up. So, hopefully by the end of the week we'll have that request, which is over like 2 months old. But we'll get it up here. But that one we had about a couple of weeks ago we had down. So anyway, we finally got that up, Steve Miller. Okay, now, I'm sort of like leave it open topic. I ran across a book with some videos an hour or so ago. The name of the book is Soil Not Oil. And because it, I think a valuable asset or assets that you should get a hold of would be, if you can, soil, land. And when it comes to land, I sort of like look at it differently now. What kind of land do you want to get? Do you want to get something with grassland, something with just dirt? You know, what purpose you want, just, you know, pure sunlight to come on where you can make a solar forest out of it with solar panels to generate electricity? Do you want to buy it with plenty of vegetation on it, and what type of vegetation? So land, just don't look at land as land. I learned a whole lot just over the past weekend. So I realized that what I thought was just land was actually a forest. Looking up the, you know, there are different definitions of a forest, but this falls in line with every definition that I saw. So, and then all the resources that you have there. So, anyway, but the book, Soil Not Oil, and then if you go on YouTube and look up some videos on it, and then they have Natural Assets, and Natural Assets is another term for natural resources. There, you know, think about if you don't have one already, a natural asset company. Your thing might be water, because water's a natural resource. Dirt, what type of dirt or soil? It's a whole lot of ways to go. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. We'll get more into that as the year, and of course as this month, because today's just the second of what do you call it, 2023. Okay, let's see. And I got some things that come up for expiration next year, so I may as well just get those things done. I'm going to see how early I can do it. Anyway, 309 area code, your mic is open.
Good morning, L.A.
Good morning.
Yeah, I like that song. It was motivating.
I found it immediately, just like the other song I got to get on by Collins. But then I had to find the, the program to get it loaded up. And I had that last week, but then when I tried to find it, so during this program, I found it, and then I had to load it up using two different variations of the title. So one of them worked, which that's why I had it on.
One of them worked.
So thanks for that report. Yeah, one of them worked.
Awesome. You know,
so now we have
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Happy solution.
I think it's about to be something amazing. It's going to be spectacular.
I agree.
There is so much going on. You know, we were talking about doing Chicago February 3rd.
That's a month away.
It's a month away, right? And this weekend, I had conversations with people in L.A., people that's affiliated with the mayor's office in L.A. And, you know, they want 12,000 houses. But there's an organization that I spoke with, and they're going on a 16-city tour in an RV. Teaching Section 3. Do you know anything about Section 3?
I have never heard of it until just now. I know what Section 8 is, But I don't know what Section 3 is.
Right. I was going to say, you know what Section 8 is, but there's a Section 3. And it was brought and introduced in the 60s. So it's been around for 50 years. But I found out something. I found out about it this weekend. But I found out that Section 8 don't like Section 3.
Because and why is it?
Section 3, well, Section 8, if you make money up a certain amount, you lose your Section 8. So
okay.
If you do better in life, you're going to get taken down. Now, low and don't grow, they'll keep paying for you. Now, Section 3 wants you to grow. So you can make money, you can do things, you can do all these things and still keep your payment.
Okay.
So Section 3, Section 8 don't like Section 3 because Section 8, these are organizations that live on counting on you not being able to pay your rent, that it'll show up on the first because the government's going to pay it.
Right.
That, you know, this is the big tie all the way to the end, but that's why you don't hear about Section 3. Organization is going to go on a nationwide tour to 16 cities. Well,
okay.
I think we're going to have the opportunity, from what I heard this weekend, to be able to do a build in all 16 of those cities. So here comes 16 more cities to the 50 that I put the challenge out about. So
now with Section 3, sorry, let's say you're on Section 8 and your income improves, then your Section 8 is in jeopardy, but Section 3 play into this, the FL?
Section 3 wants you to do good, but it's not going to discipline you for doing good. It's going to reward you. So it's still there to help you, but it's also there for you to grow. So it comes down to these programs that we want to do. And what I got asked was to address every problem that would go on in the community in a person's life. They want me to bring that to the table. And I told them that I know that there's a certain amount of money that you guys have already decided for each person. And they were like, yes. And I said, I know it's there. I said, now, if I can supply housing, and of course it's cheaper than what you're stating you got to have, I said, I still want what you said you were going to do. Because you were giving it to private people just to make money from, to try to help clean up the streets. I said, but that money needs to be used for all the services that are going to come. Because I'll be able to pay anybody for anything that I need to do for you with that money. And they said, okay. They ain't got a problem with that. So what's nice is there really ain't a budget we got to worry about except for the one they already made.
Okay.
It's just offering the services in the presentation of the all the way down to foster kids, you know, that are aging out from 18 to 24. They've got a huge problem with it, and they want to address it. So everything that we've talked about and collaborated about over these years has led up to they're ready. And, you know, this weekend was you know, it was nice having that discussion on New Year's Eve, Saturday afternoon. It was 5:30 when the phone call came, and it was 8:15 when it ended.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? there's multiple people on this call, and we're setting up Zoom meetings this week. So things can start to kick into gear, like the electric and gas bills. They're going to do a press release in L.A. that's going to be unbelievable. And what's beautiful is it's everything that they were asking for. They just didn't know how to get it. But okay. They had a meeting Saturday morning, and I just happened to be brought into it to address what was brought up. And I think we did a pretty good job. And now I'm just excited for this week to kick off. Here comes the new year, right?
Right, right. And let's see, Reba, I don't know what she's doing. I haven't talked to her in a couple of days. Because I think sometimes she works at night. But anyway, okay, so that's the
now,
Chicago event is in a month. Yeah.
She introduced me to somebody up in Chicago, and it's a program, and we're going to integrate more to the program than what they're already doing. But I shared it on my Instagram, and that's Chris_Hope_Collins on Instagram. You can see stories about what the kids are doing across this nation. You can have it in your community. All you got to do is reach out. You can send me a message in Instagram. I will answer it. If you call, it will get answered as well. Not necessarily through Instagram, but out there. But yeah, these kids, man, they have an automotive program, and now they're going to do electricians. So it's going to do where the bridging of the gaps of the apprenticeship program that they already have in place for the union. This is going to be one for kids and stuff that have felonies. Because if you have a felony, you can't join the union. So this is to bridge those gaps and to teach the kids in the inner city that they can still have a choice and still be able to do things, you know, and not be limited. But we're still in negotiation about it, but hopefully they will be wiring all of the tiny houses that we build in Chicago.
Okay, good. Good. That's good to hear. Let's see, navigating here. We'll be back momentarily.
Told you it was right, I guess. You are good. That's right, yeah. Barrow against Blair Street to cover via Alizar.
Good.
Flipped that this quarter.
And Landon at code enforcement?
Yeah, I got a short sale for that cocksucker. I'll email you the detail.
Okay.
All right. Afternoon, boss. Love the new ride. Range Rover HSE.
Is this the Nash eviction?
Yeah. Anyone home?
I'm not sure, but his vehicle is home, so I'm assuming yes.
All right, let's get to it.
All right.
Morning, y'all.
How's it going?
He's at the window.
Sheriffs are here.
Why are they here?
Sheriff's Department, you need to come to the door.
They see you through the window. It's a sensor. We just gotta explain it.
Okay. Come on, don't fucking do this. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I'm Deputy Anderson with the Sheriff's Department, and we're here to serve you with a court-ordered eviction.
Okay, well...
So, sir, ma'am, and, do you have any weapons on your body or anywhere in the house that we need to know about?
No. Not us.
Mr. Carver?
Good morning, sir. Ma'am, my name's Rick Carver. I'm a licensed real estate broker.
Mr. Carver?
Rick? Hi.
Ma'am. And I'm very sorry to tell you that this home has been foreclosed on and officially transferred to the bank. And I'm going to need you to please vacate the premises.
No, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Carver, and we've been getting our eviction notices. I was in court yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the judge informed me that I got 30 days to file for an appeal, and that's what I intend to do.
Well, if you posted bond and you have an emergency stay signed by the judge, you're welcome to
I got a question. You guys didn't get any rescheduling of the eviction date.
What I've received is a court order signed by a judge. It says you are to vacate these premises today.
We were scared
of that. This home is owned by the bank.
This is the information that we have, you understand?
And we're sorry to waste your time,
yeah,
but
sorry.
They obviously
my office
didn't reach you
offered you $3,500 cash for key settlement from the bank, we're which would have given you plenty of time to vacate the premises, and you refused.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, we didn't refuse. We tried to
so
save
I'm,
our home.
We were trying
I'm
to
sorry.
Save our home.
I know this is a very painful time, I know. And it's
well,
a difficult thing to carry through on for me as well. But the time has come. You have to leave the property. You are trespassing. Right now, you are breaking the law.
Sir, this is our home.
All right.
So we just
well, we're
need
going
a few
in
minutes.
Circles here, so I'm going to let the sheriffs take care of it, okay? Randy?
All right. Sir.
Well, we've got a judge, sir,
ma'am?
And a lawyer who's told
sir,
us
this,
we can stay.
Sir.
Is this your mom?
Yeah, this is my
yeah.
mom.
All right. I'm going to need you and your mom to step off the property now.
Just, you know what?
What
if you all can come
hours.
Back,
what
we
are
can
gonna
come
do?
Back
what
tomorrow, same
what?
Time.
What?
And if we don't have the papers, we don't have the proof,
we're in process
then we
with
will
a lawyer.
Leave.
We have a lawyer.
Then
we
will
we
leave.
Got it all
okay.
figured out.
Folks,
just give
listen,
us a day.
Listen to me.
Give us
we
a
can,
day.
We can dance together, but we can't talk together. Okay.
Okay.
We need not,
right.
Do not close
sir,
the door.
We need a day. We need a day. We need
listen,
a day.
This
please.
Is what I'm going to do.
Excuse
no,
me.
Do not close
we
the door.
We need a day. We need a day.
What I will do
is
I will give you 2 minutes to pack whatever belongings you need, cash, checkbook, medicine, anything that you need. Yeah, this is happening.
No,
all
this
right, look.
Is not happening.
I'm getting
the judge
myself
said I got
done
30
so
days.
I can get the lawyer out.
So this
right,
can't
ma'am,
be
ma'am,
happening.
Go keep,
ma'am,
excuse me. Wait, what?
Just walking by, sir.
I don't know if this
sir. Ma'am, come
we can't
back.
Let someone walk outside
please,
once we start.
Excuse me, please don't
sir,
come
listen
into my
to, listen to me, sir. There are two ways that we can do this. All right, an easy way, which you do what you're told and ask. All right, the other way is that I take you and your mom to jail. Okay, do you want your mom to go to jail? What I'd like you to do, take advantage of the 2 minutes, gather what you need, cash, checkbooks, medicines, things that you need.
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind stepping outside of the property, sir?
Listen to me, sir. All right. Let me put it to you this way.
Excuse me.
Right. This isn't
sir.
Your home, son.
Mr. Carver.
Excuse me.
Mr. Carver.
According to Florida Statute 801.08, I have the authority to
sir,
take you.
Sir, we have the right to an attorney, right?
Then
why are you
this
hurting yourself?
Nothing
that
a lawyer
can do. And somebody
right.
forgot to call you. We don't get a lawyer.
It's better not to get emotional
you're
right now.
You're kicking us out of our house.
Please, okay, please.
Please, don't ask
all right, look, enough of this. Enough of this. Let's go. Get what you need to get.
We need to go.
Let's go. No more of this.
Sir, I don't need your help. Okay? I can take a minute. You need to follow a woman into her bedroom? Is that what's happening?
It's department policy.
Yeah.
I can't listen.
We got a full house here. We're going to have to be late to the next one. I don't know.
It's just department policy.
Nice.
Money, checkbook, things like wallets, pictures.
I'm trying to get pictures!
Does he have to stand there with her?
Yes, sir, he does.
He has to fucking stand there while she packs up her fucking underwear? Is that right?
Dennis, please! Excuse me, sir, excuse me.
You gotta keep you on my side, ma'am. Sorry about that.
What else, Mom? Can I ask to set 2 minutes on your clipboard?
Sir, the 2 minutes is courtesy. Let her take the plant.
You don't need your plant.
2 minutes is what? A courtesy.
Oh, my God.
You're trespassing right now.
Oh, my God.
I know
just
it's
go.
Painful to hear, but it's the truth.
Just... This is our home.
Anything else, ma'am?
Oh, my toaster. My toaster oven makes toast for my grandson.
Uh-huh. Ma'am?
Dad?
All right.
Did you get your
Randy, you said that 2 minutes was up.
I'm getting the
right?
bills. I'm just getting the
right,
bills.
Let's go,
right.
folks. Let's go.
Dennis?
Ma'am?
It's basketball. It's basketball. Right,
ma'am.
Look, it's like my
will
grandson.
You just let her go
basketball.
In and get the ball?
All right, Jeff, get to it.
All right,
Rhonda, get the locks.
Wait, what about the rest of our things?
They're going to bring everything out to the front of the property, ma'am. There's no need to worry about that. You might help me move all this to the other side of the sidewalk, please?
We're moving it. Okay, just give us a second.
Now, my advice would be to get a moving truck, because your neighbors are going to have access to everything you own by the end of the day.
I got it.
Can you believe this? They've canceled it, and then they didn't even tell these guys.
Don't go in there. He got no business going in there.
All right.
Shut the lid.
Thank God.
I'll take him next door.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bub.
What are they doing?
Nothing.
This is our house.
Hey.
This is our house. Okay, come on.
Hey, John, wait ahead.
Get away from him.
It's a very difficult situation. Please, baby.
Take your son off the fire.
What do you think I'm doing?
Okay. Connor, come here.
Okay. That was from the film 99 Homes, pretty good film. It's about mass eviction. And you know, what do you do when the sheriff knocks on your door? So luckily, this family had some resources where the son had a pickup truck. It was a son, his mother, and her grandson or his son, three of them. So the son had a pickup truck. Fortunately, they had that resource. And he had some kind of liquid cash. Where he went and stayed at a motel. And the motel was full of people who had also been evicted due to foreclosure themselves. So look at the film, 99 evictions. Well, let me see. 99, I got it because I bought the digital copy of it. Well, let me see what's in my library here. I'll get you the exact name. Okay, here. Excuse me. Look it up on Amazon. The movie section, or you can look it up on YouTube. You can rent it or you can buy it. I bought a copy of it. It's called 99 Homes. This year, and we'll give out the information this month, we're going to be doing 99 Home Retreats. 99 Home Retreats where, you know, if you're facing an eviction, a possible eviction or foreclosure, what can you do in real time to bounce back on your feet, like really quick, or not even get knocked off? So more information as that comes. All right, let's see. I'm trying to go back to the studio here. Okay. All right, so there's an event in Chicago on the 3rd, which is about a month from now, because today's January 2nd already. And there's a few things I want to get out of the way. And one of them is planning the 99 Homes Retreats. I want to do that in several cities. Let's see. Chris, you know what? I'm opening up Chris's mic. Because I'm going to kind of leave the day early today because I want to get started on this 99 Homes Retreat so I can start putting out some dates for tomorrow locations. So anything you want to add before we, because I'm closing out earlier than usual for, you know, first working day of the year being January 2nd. So I'm trying to get some, you know, New Year's calls and return calls and all that. Anything you want to add on as we wrap up today?
No, I like what you just said about doing a 99 home retreat.
Right.
That sounds like it's right up in that challenge you took, you know. Can you imagine how many of those?
There's a lot of people out there that are, the courts are packed. And the courts, matter of fact, we're going to follow more of that as the year goes on. But that all falls into what we want to do, so.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, any word from Carlos? I haven't heard from him in about a week or so.
I heard from him, you know, on New Year's and over the weekend after I had those phone calls. I wound up had everybody going on Sunday. Yeah, it was kind of cool. New Year's Day, and you need to know there was people working. There was people that was having some amazing conversations that were getting.
And they
spent,
got another holiday coming up later this month. So, right.
What do we got coming up?
All right, well, we'll cut it short for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Everyone have a happy new year, great day. Enjoy this day. January 2nd, 2022.